Indianapolis budget for 2019 was introduced Monday. It includes a sizable investment in bridges, roads, streets, and sidewalks, the mayor's response to a winter season plagued by crumbling infrastructure. The city-county council also created a commission to study the issue. WFYI's Drew Dodlin sat down with Councilor Jared Evans, the commission chair, to talk about their goals.
The study commission was just created. It was approved. Could you explain just basically what it is, what this commission is, and what its job will be?
The commission's focus is to really look at, I think we all kind of know what the problems were this winter and this spring. We felt them, you know, as we were driving and on a few uncertain circumstances. Some people are still feeling it today on the road. So our goal is to really look at what has gotten us to this point. You know, what you saw on Monday was a new proposal over the next 4 years to invest an additional $30 million every year on top of what we were already spending. So that's going to put us at about $130 million averaging out over the next 4 years each year. That's still short. We're supposed to be spending about $175 million every year maintaining our infrastructure in fair condition.
So I know I'm jumping ahead because this is the whole point of the commission, but I'm curious because people have been talking, obviously, for years about why this is a problem, and I'm interested what your sense is for why it got so bad.
Well, I think for years, right, the gas tax had never been raised, I think almost 30 years. So that certainly contributed to it because and one of the things that we want to do is educate the public as much as possible. This is how your infrastructure is funded. And the gas tax is the biggest portion of that. So when this wasn't being increased and our lane mileage was growing, I think in 1992 or 93, I think I saw, we had about 6,000 lane miles. The city of Indianapolis today has almost 9,000 lane miles. So we've grown lane miles wise, but our funding had not been growing. That's why we have to be creative, I think, in looking at moving forward, how do we fund infrastructure?
And do you have any ideas about some of those creative solutions?
You know, look, I'm keeping an open mind at this point. That's why our commission is made up of 15 individuals, four counselors, six members from the General Assembly, three on each side, Democrat, three Republicans as well. And then we have five citizen people. I'm keeping an open mind to it. I have some, you know, I'd be lying if I said I don't have ideas. I do. You know, I'm open to seeing how much revenue would come in, for example, if we legalize marijuana in this city. We're seeing other cities and states doing it. It's contributing very largely there. I think we're going to take a look potentially at the state's formula for how we spread the gas tax dollars. What I've been clear about, Drew, is that we can't just tax ourselves out of this. There's no one tax that the city of Indianapolis could raise today that would fill that gap. People shouldn't have to choose between, hey, yeah, I really want that road repaved, but I need a sidewalk, you know, or I need stormwater. You know, I don't want my home to flood. And that's what's going on in our city right now to a large degree is we have to pick and choose where we focus our dollars and our projects because we don't have enough. Infrastructure is more important than just providing roads, streets, and sidewalks. I've talked about this a lot, and I feel very strongly about this. I don't have data or statistics to back me up as much as I just feel this way. When you look at the broken window theory, I think take infrastructure and just elevate it. It's the same thing. I think when you look at our high crime areas, they are areas that have had the probably the lowest investment of infrastructure. They're the poorest areas. And so, you know, you kind of got to put all that together. I'm not saying that that's what's causing all the crime and violent crime, but I do think it's playing a part. It's a quality of life issue. I think that when, you know, hey, your sidewalk crumbled and where you don't have a sidewalk, it makes it difficult for you to want to invest if you have limited funds. Like, why would I invest in my home if my city doesn't even care about my road or my sidewalk? Everything from a streetlight. You know, so there's a lot to this, and it's much bigger than just getting that funding. I think it also can contribute to a reduction in crime in our city as well.